Hello and welcome back once again to A Place to Grow. Every weekday, Pastor Stephen R. Hill of Spirit Life Church in Hurst, Texas has a life-changing message that will help you to determine God's destiny for your life. This program will help you to identify and use the gifts that God has given you. God has a wonderful plan for your life. Now here's Pastor Steve.
The Bible says, Lord, I will praise you for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. How many of you feel that way today? That you are fearfully and wonderfully made. Every person is born with and for a purpose in life. Today I want to talk to mothers and grandmothers and yes, even all women. Because God created you with a special purpose in mind. Ephesians chapter 1 and 11 says, we were predestined according to his plan and to accomplish the purpose of his will. So special was the purpose that God assigned to women that he put Adam to sleep while he was creating Eve. As a result, women have been a mystery to all men since creation. Has something to do with that being asleep, I'm sure. And God put so much more into women than he did men. But it's okay. Because the Bible really says that when God looks at woman, he is really looking at man as well. In fact, God called Adam and Eve Adam. Because woman was made to complement what God was doing through the man, and a lot more, and that's what we're going to talk about today. The Bible reveals that God created women to function as his assistants in developing and nurturing the family. That is the reason why, even though when there are so many splits in marriage, the children end up staying with the mom. God called women to be involved in nurturing and developing the family. Now, I want you to consider this. Eve was the first woman created. God did not create her a daughter or a sister. He created her a mom. Genesis 3 and 20 says, Adam called his wife's name Eve because she was the mother of all living. You see, God created mothers as the personal expression of his love and compassion for humanity. In fact, in Isaiah chapter 66 and verse 13, God said, as one whom his mother comforts, so I will also comfort you. Now, God has placed within every woman the character traits of motherhood because he's chosen women to assist him in protecting the purpose of their families. The young girl, I should say really the youngest girl, you give her a doll, and after a while, when she's finished playing with it a little bit, she begins to look for a little boy. And she wants to play house. How many of you guys have played house when you're just little boys? I know the girls have played house. You know, I'm just, if they ever caught you and you had to do that. I had two sisters, actually have two sisters, and they used to employ me to play house all the time. And it wasn't important that I was a brother, I was still the daddy. And we play with their dolls, and when they weren't looking, I take the heads off the dolls or take the arms off. See, God placed within all women the desire to have a family. But when little boys are small, they're destructive. Some of you have boys, you know what I'm talking about. God created Eve to be a helpmeet. In fact, the day she was created, Eve was walking around trying to find someone to help. Because that's what she was created to do. In Genesis chapter 2 and 18, it says, "And the Lord God said, it is not good that man should be alone. I will make a helpmeet for him." And like I said earlier today, if God had not created woman, it would just be Adam and the animals today. Sounds like a singing group. But God did create women. And he created you to be a helpmeet. Now, when I looked into the meaning and definition of that word, I found something very interesting. And this is what we want to talk about today. The word helpmeet in Hebrew means, actually, it's the word negad. And besides meaning an assistant or a helper, it has a much broader application. It actually means a messenger. That's the reason why women are always talking to us, guys. God sent women to be messengers. Now, literally, that word also means one who announces. Always by word of mouth to one who is present. Ladies, this implies that you were created by God to convey his message. His message of love and encouragement in practical ways. And mothers have a profound impact and influence on the lives of their children. This is a part of God's design for your life. In the past, when people gave their children names, it was because a name represented something, usually a characteristic or a personality that the people wanted their children to possess. But the definition of a helpmeet has a similar yet greater significance. Not just one who announces, but it relates specifically to the ability of a mother to predict, to explain, to rehearse, and report to their families God's wishes. Now, God created women with an emotional sensitivity to know what is always going on in their family. Let the women say, it's true. Now, you may not know specifically what's going on initially, but you know something's wrong. You know, wow, what's going on here? You can feel it. You can sense it. No one has to say a word. You know something's going on with your child. You know if something's going on with your husband. You can feel it. You can sense it. You see, God uses this divine intuition that he placed within women to bring a change to situations. One of the greatest roles that mothers possess is to be able to speak over their children and their families what God desires to happen in that family. In Genesis chapter 2, verse 19, it states how God gave to Adam the responsibility to name the animals. The Bible says God formed every beast of the field and every bird of the air, and he brought them to Adam to see what he would call them. Well, in a similar way, God gave mothers the ability to speak blessings and the purpose of God over their families. Now, I want you to consider this. You may have never heard what I'm saying to you. But God has chosen mothers to speak over our lives and into our lives on his behalf. Remember, God is love. And he chose women to be able to express his compassionate love to others, especially children. The first voice that you heard, even before you were born, was your mother's voice. You were developing in the womb and you heard her voice. Many children, after they are born, they recognize at least the voice of their mother because they've been with them the whole time. Your mother probably sang over you. She talked to you. Babies spend more time with their mothers generally than their fathers. I believe this is a part of God's divine design. What is that child doing when he's with the mother? He's listening. He's listening to everything she says and what she's doing. Even when the child is sitting down eating cereal at the table, he's listening to his mother. Through their adolescence, when they're taking them to soccer games and basketball and football games, they're listening. Now, moms, I know the older they get, they act like they're not listening. But they are trained to hear your voice from the time they're in the womb. And even in the adult years, you think your child has grown up and they've gone away, and guess what? They call you more then than they wanted to talk to you when they were a child. Some of you know what I'm talking about.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. Here's Pastor Steve with a special invitation for you.
Hi, this is Pastor Steve. Don't minimize how God is going to direct your life and what you are capable of accomplishing. You know, the Bible says, God is able through his mighty power at work within us to accomplish infinitely more than we might ask and think. To know God's direction, you must surrender to his will and to his plan. I want to personally invite you to our worship service this Sunday at 10 a.m. It's one of the ways that I know that you're listening. I would love to shake your hand and pray for you. I am certain that the service will encourage you and prepare you for the coming week. A church that's alive is worth the drive.
Spirit Life Church is located in the middle of the Mid-Cities at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst. We offer a safe environment. Get more information at our website, aplacetogrow.org. Now let's get back into today's message.
Children have a unique connection with their mothers and their grandmothers. So I want to encourage you, moms, and especially grandmothers, do not stop being God's representative to your kids, no matter how old they get. I remember I received a call into the office several years ago, and there was this lady on the phone, and she was a mother. And she called for prayer for her son. And she said, Pastor, I'd like for you to pray for my son. Oh, my boy. He really needs God to touch him. He's been sick lately, and I just know that this is the boy God has given me, and he's such a wonderful boy. Will you pray with me? So I prayed with her. At the close, she said, well, isn't it something that my son still calls me every day, and we love each other so much? I said, why do you say that? She said, well, because I'm 80 years old and he's 65. And she was saying, this is my boy. This is my sweetheart. You see, for a mother, a child never becomes old. That child is always that mother's child, regardless of the age. I realized that day. It was a revelation to me. But how many thousands of people say, it was my mother that had such a profound effect upon my life? It was my grandmother who prayed for me. And that's why I'm the person that I am today. You see, this was by God's divine design. God sent women, God sent mothers, God sent grandmothers as his messenger to speak life over children. I'm not saying that men should be aloof of what's going on in their families, but ladies, you need to realize that God has given you a special gift from heaven to protect the purpose of the family that he's given you. Now, Rebecca had to make a choice. There'll be a time when you may have to fight to protect the purpose of your child. When God informed Rebecca about the future of her two children, she went and she spoke to her husband about it. But he did not agree with what she said God was saying to her. How many of your husbands, when your wife says, "Now, the Lord spoke to me today and you need to do this and do that," really say, "Oh, thank God he spoke to you"? Or do you say, "I don't know why he had to speak to you. He usually talks to me"? Guys, you can have a blank face today in this service. You don't have to worry, especially if you're sitting next to your wife. You can just say, "Praise the Lord." The Bible tells us in Genesis chapter 25, verse 21, "Now Isaac pleaded with the Lord for his wife because she was barren, and the Lord granted his plea, and Rebekah, his wife, conceived. But the children struggled together within her, and she said, 'If all is well, why do I feel like this?' So she went and she inquired of the Lord. And the Lord spoke to her." Now, mothers, I want to let you know this. You have a special relationship with God, especially when it comes to children and your children. And anything you need to know about your children, you need to go and talk to God about it, because he will tell you. He is entrusting those children into your care for him. The Bible says, "So the Lord said to her, 'There are two nations. There are two nations in your womb. Two peoples shall be separated from your body. One people shall be stronger than the other, and the older shall serve the younger.'" This was the information that she gave her husband Isaac, that someday our younger son has to receive the blessing of God, the birthright, because God says that the eldest will serve him. And Isaac said, "That's not tradition. That's not what we do around here." So even though you may love Jacob more, the Bible says that Isaac loved Esau and Rebekah loved Jacob. He may have felt, "Well, even though you love Jacob more, well, I'm sorry, he's not going to get the birthright. I don't care what you're telling me." Well, one day, Isaac made the decision that he was going to bestow the birthright upon Esau. In Genesis chapter 27, verse 4, he said to his son, "Esau, make me savory food such as I love and bring it to me that I may eat it, that my soul may bless you before I die." Now, what's interesting is the Bible shows us that Isaac just wanted a good meal, because he did not die for many, many years after this meeting. Verse 5, "Now Rebekah was listening when Isaac spoke to Esau, his son. And Esau went into the field to hunt game and to bring it. So Rebekah spoke to Jacob, her son, saying, 'Indeed, I heard your father speak to Esau, your brother, saying, bring me my game and make savory food for me, that I may bless you in the presence of the Lord before my death. Now, therefore, my son, obey my voice according to what I command you. Go now to the flock and bring me from there two choice kids of the goats, and I will make savory food from them for your father, such as he loves. Then you shall take it to your father that he may eat it, and he will bless you before his death.'" Now, what was Rebecca doing? Well, Rebecca was determined to obey the will of God for her son's life. And she was willing to do it at all cost. Now, the Bible says that Jacob himself was afraid to do this. In Genesis chapter 27, verse 12, he said, "Perhaps my father will feel me, and I shall seem to be a deceiver to him, and I shall bring a curse upon myself and not a blessing." Now, listen to what this mother said. She said, "Let your curse be on me, my son. Only obey my voice and go and get them from me." Now, mothers, let me ask you a question, and grandmas, are you willing to do something controversial to protect your child's purpose? I believe that God is going to test us all in that area. Are we willing to do all we can to see that child fulfill the destiny that God has for them? And let me say this to you. There are children that God places under your care that are not necessarily your own. God brings them across your path so that you become their guardian angel to watch over their lives. Now, this can be frustrating because their parents may be taking them in another direction. But let me say this to you. God is still holding you responsible to pray for them. And for you to ask him, "Lord, what can I do to help?" You see, this is a part of the gift that God has given to you as women, especially as moms and grandmothers. God is going to use you. God wants to use you. Someday, there'll be some controversial issue that occurs, and God is going to expect that you'll step up and help those children's lives. In fact, some of you are going through it right now. I sense it in my spirit. God has brought children to you, whether they're your own children or someone else's children, and he's put them in your heart, and things are not going well with them, and you're perplexed. You don't know what to do. Number one, pray. Let me just say this to you. It was not by accident that those children are in your life. God has a plan for every child. God has a plan for every life. God brought you into that child's life because he can trust you to do what needs to be done for that child. Don't look at children as being somebody else's issue, especially when God has divinely connected you with a child. Who am I talking to? You don't have to raise your hand. I know I'm talking to somebody. You have to stand up. It begins with prayer. It begins by asking God to guide you and to direct you. But then you cannot sit idly by and just watch. You have got to get involved with the wisdom of God to bring change to that situation.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. This concludes part one of today's message. Join us Monday for part two. If you were touched by the message today, consider going to our website and making a donation of any size. Your generous donation can help keep our radio ministry alive. Visit our website at aplacetogrow.org and contribute today. You can also download a copy of today's message by navigating to the media tab. The title of today's message is God's Purpose for Mothers, Part 1. Now Pastor Steve wants to pray with you.
If you do not know that your sins are forgiven and that you're on your way to heaven, pray this prayer with me. Lord Jesus, forgive me of my sins. Save me and deliver me from the influence of the world, the flesh, and the devil. Jesus, come into my heart. Become my Lord and Savior. Your word says anyone who comes to Christ becomes a new creation. The old things pass away and everything becomes brand new. Thank you for making me new today. Thank you for becoming my Lord and Savior. If you've prayed that prayer, then Jesus Christ is in your heart. And know this, you're on your way to heaven. God has a purpose and plan for your life that is so wonderful. I want to encourage you to seek God daily in prayer and read your Bible. Trust Him for everything you need. God bless you, and keep listening to A Place to Grow.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. You're always invited to join us for our Spirit-filled worship service every Sunday morning at 10. We offer a safe environment. Spirit Life Church is located at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst, Texas. Get more information at our website, aplacetogrow.org. Also, remember to be with us every weekday at 4 p.m. and Sunday afternoons at 2:30, right here on Bible School Radio 91.3 KDKR.